Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last time on Red Rhino.
Okay, so if I take AP Calc and AP History, that would mean AP Psych is off the table. But regular Calc? I could take that, just do a math class in college and get early Psych and History out of the way because let's be real, who can pass AP Calc? Oh my god. I wouldn't be in this mess if Wes would just stop distracting me. Sleep and food only get in the way of my greater purpose. The benefactor abolished my more basic functions when I became a timekeeper. I went along with the fact that somehow, some way, Wes has got these weird powers. I even went along with the fact that, as per usual, the whole world is catering to this white boy.
Oh, is that a couch for when your students find out the world is going to end and also they're supposed to be in love with their stupid best friend?
Oh, I've got to lay down, I think.
No one said anything about her.
Who?
Ashlyn.
Oh, this is too weird. Am I in love with Wes? Everything in my life is just... it's planned out for me. Before this, I mean, my parents moved here, and they had a plan, and I've heard it my entire life. This stupid plan, and they didn't ask me, but I understood because they made sacrifices for me, and I had to honor them for that. But this... oh, who I love is supposed to be the one choice I can make. And I don't get to do that. I don't even get to make it to college! Oh, all because of stupid Wes Whitaker!
And finally, turned on the recorder. Here we go. It's... how do these things normally start? The time is 7:20 a.m., December 6th, Red Rhino Prime. Crazy, right? And according to the temperature outside, I'm guessing it's winter. How do people live in this cold? Everyone talks about the weather on these things. Does it matter? Does knowing the weather change anything? Would it be any different if we just left the weather up to the imagination? Would you really... data. That's why, I guess. All that damn data. Like it helps. Well, it's cold. End of data. Apparently December is cold in this timeline.
Hello? Excuse me. What are you doing in my office? Are you a parent?
You must be Evangeline.
Should I know you?
Angelo, we met between timelines before you jumped into this one. I'm new.
Oh, yes, of course. I was just surprised to see you. To what do I owe the honor of your presence?
I'm sure you remember I'm with the Benefactor's Inspectors.
Of course.
And I was sent to assess this timeline. See how it's going, since it's his last timeline.
Why wasn't I informed of this?
New protocol per the Benefactor. We've been doing random check-ins. I'm sure you were informed during your jump between...
It's been busy. I haven't had the chance to keep up with the reports.
Have you had any contact with the Benefactor or other timekeepers?
I tried, but Wes and I were turned away.
You tried to talk to the Benefactor?
You didn't know?
It wasn't in my report. Where is Wes? I'm hoping to check in with him.
You may as well know. I have temporarily misplaced my hero.
You lost him? You've only been here 5 minutes!
It's been 4 months, and there's been some complications.
I can't believe you lost him! How? He sticks out! This is exactly why I need to assess this timeline.
To what purpose? Go ahead, out with it.
Assess to see if you need to be decommissioned, Evangeline.
They wouldn't dare. Not after. Not after.
Yes, I've heard this isn't the first time.
Would it kill you to possess a modicum of tact?
Hey, I'm just here to do a job.
I suppose it makes sense. Test me if you must. Rake me through the coals, but you will find
I don't want to talk to you.
What?
Well, not just you. Where can I find Laura Winters?
Please leave your message.
Hi. Hi, Wes. It's Laura again. I'm on my way to class. Midterms are coming up, so, you know, been studying my ass off. Mom's been on me about college, but I told her, well, I don't need to worry about college if the world's gonna end, right? I didn't tell her that. I wanted to. Oh, I mean, that's literally all I've been thinking about the last few months, but... You're going to Harvard, Laura. Oh, will we even have higher education after the apocalypse? Your grades are not high enough. Won't need calculus when I'm hunting for protein. Oh, we're eating at Shake Shack for dinner. The world is ending, dude. I don't want to drink subpar milkshakes for the third time this week. We miss you. I guess you can tell from all the voicemails and stuff, but... Well... Wes, we need to talk. It's been like a month since anyone's heard from you. Buck said you were okay, but Raleigh, he's been... and Evangeline, we don't really talk anymore. She just wanders around like Captain Ahab on dry land. Anyway, give me a call when you get this. You're... Bye.
Ow! Oh! Ow! Oh!
Excuse me. Laura, right?
Hello, adult male, I don't know.
Laura, it's great to meet you. Yeah, my name's Angelo. Got a minute?
No, you need a badge to be on campus, and I've got a test, so I don't have time to report you to security.
It's about the timelines.
Lead the way. Why are we meeting at Evangeline's office?
Laura, it's good to see you. It's been a long time.
Ugh,
and
can we go anywhere else?
No, take a seat.
It's a little cramped in here.
If you would relocate, we...
I'm not letting you kick me out of my own office.
Wow, he's so scrunny.
Timekeeper Evangeline knows not to interfere. My more pressing concern involves Wesley Whitaker.
Wes!
My mistake. Laura, have you heard anything from Wes over the last few weeks?
No.
So he won't talk to you either?
Shut up, Evangeline.
Laura, I know you're hurting, so you're lashing out at me. But I will not succumb to this bickering.
You shouldn't have included me.
Included you in what?
Evangeline lost...
I lost Wes. And I recruited Laura to help me find him, but our efforts have proven futile. And I worry that any distraction will prevent the greater goal of his return.
Sure. What she said.
Good. Now, Laura, you really haven't heard anything from him? Nothing?
No, I keep trying, but I just get his voicemail.
You're the love of his life, correct?
No, not in this timeline, no.
Oh, interesting. In my notes...
Yeah. In your notes, I'm the love of Wes's life across a multitude of timelines, but in this timeline, he won't even talk to me. So, is the world going to end or not?
That remains to be seen, but in the meantime, we have to find Wesley.
Wes.
Well, I can't help you. And it seems like you can't help me, so guess interview's over, right? So long, Evangeline. Don't talk to me.
Expecting someone?
Well, I do have a day job.
Miss Smith?
Mommy?
No, Laura, let me.
Mommy, what are you doing here?
Mija, why are you not in class?
I had a meeting.
With Miss Smith? Good. Stay.
I have a bone to pick with your guidance counselor. Miss Smith, my daughter is incredibly smart despite the way she dresses.
Mom!
She gets good grades and works incredibly hard.
Mrs. Winters,
I could just go if
you... So, why haven't you arranged for her to meet with any of the recruiters?
I've been hearing back from many interested parties. I'm just trying to schedule...
Schedule faster. We are available. She will be devastated if she can't get into Harvard, her first choice.
If you could just move out of the way, let me through.
She's doing well in all her classes, does all the extra credit, did well on her SATs the second time.
Well, seems like you don't need me here either.
Where are you going? Are you making up the class that you missed today? Don't forget, valedictorian looks good on your college resume.
How could I forget?
Do not talk back to me.
I wouldn't. I'm not. I just...
Did you talk to Miss Smith about extracurricular activities? Laura needs to enroll in something. College applications expect her to have a life now.
Mrs. Winters, I'm sure Laura is doing quite enough to
You're
be
You're her guidance counselor. There is something going on with my daughter. She's... The best thing for her is to make sure she gets back on course.
Laura is her own woman. She makes her own path.
You are not very good at your job.
Understatement of the timeline.
Laura!
No, it's fine, Mrs. Winters.
Apologize to Miss Smith.
I've gotta go. It's lunchtime, and that's literally the only time I have that isn't dictated by timelines or college applications.
Timelines?
Please leave your message.
Hi, it's me again. But this time, I have a valid reason to call. Not that the last couple times haven't been valid. They totally have been, and you... Okay. There's a guy here, another timekeeper. His name is Angelo. I guess we're keeping Evangeline's Eternal Sunshine of the Timeless Mind a secret, but I don't know. Maybe he's come to do what Evangeline couldn't. Maybe he'll make sure the world doesn't end, and we can... Look, call me back. I don't care if you're mad at me. I have to talk to you. Stupid Wes Whitaker. With his stupid powers and stupid voicemail putting off his stupid responsibilities.
Laura? Are you all right?
The snow is my home now.
What are you doing here, Evangeline?
Well, it's lunchtime. May I eat with you?
You don't have any food.
I don't actually eat.
Oh. Ugh, cool, I guess.
Cool indeed. Much like your new home. Laura.
Save it. Evangeline, I didn't want to hear it then. I don't want to hear it now.
Your grades are...
Evangeline! How can you expect me to act like the world isn't going to end? Like the one person who could fix it didn't just run off and leave us to just... die! You showed me the pocket dimension! You made me listen to the tapes! And then Ashlyn had me in a headlock and nothing mattered! Ugh, she's a superpowered being! You both are! So what's the point?
You're intrinsically valuable to the whole universe.
No, I don't have superpowers. I'm not special.
Yes, you are.
Yes, it's super precious how little say I have in my own life.
What do you want?
I don't know! Do you like being a timekeeper?
Pardon?
Your job, seeing the end of the world over and over and over. Do you ever want to do something else?
Like what?
Leave? Like Wes did? Just let go of everything, all the expectations and failure and stuff, and just go.
I can't. This is what I chose for myself eons ago. It's been hard, certainly. And I wouldn't have guessed any of the events that have transpired, but also, I am not ashamed of the choices I've made.
Guess I should figure out how to make up the math test I missed.
Laura, I don't want you to think... I don't want you to leave.
Enjoy your lunch. No, I put the chem book in here somewhere. It's not like the chemistry book would just walk away. It's always in here when I need it. I can always find it in here. No, it's...
Oh, it can't be gone!
You need some help?
Ah! Ugh. Mr. Ugh. What do I call you?
Just Angelo, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
Is everyone sneaking up on me all the time?
I wasn't trying to sneak. Are you looking for something?
No.
You're not exactly a good liar.
So I've heard. Did you want to talk to me about something, or...
You look like you were looking for something important.
Just my homework. But honestly, if we're all dying soon, it doesn't matter, does it?
I don't think that we're all...
Oh, shut up! Oh, sorry. You're not Evangeline.
I was just gonna say, what makes you think this is the end?
Are you kidding? Have you checked your timekeeper calendar? The golden boy ran away. Whatever the apocalypse is, well, it may not look like everyone thought it would, but it doesn't mean it's not coming. So, who cares about my stupid chem homework?
You can still care about it.
Who are you again?
Angelo. My name is Angelo. I'm a timekeeper.
Cool. Well, good for you. You can tell the benefactor.
Did you find it?
No. I'll just get the zero. It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
I already did this with Evangeline. I do not care.
You're okay with living life not caring? That's not... That doesn't seem like something you do.
And what is it I should do? Live in some kind of delusion? Pretend like anything I said or did in this life mattered?
But these decisions aren't made for you. You make them. You can change things. You have to believe...
No, I don't. Maybe if I were a timekeeper, but... I don't matter in this timeline. I'm gonna stop trying to convince anyone that I do. Mom? Mommy? Oh, at least I won't have to talk about school.
Laura.
Oh, great. Hola, mommy.
It's too early for you to be home.
I looked into some after-school stuff, like you said. I saw a couple interesting things, but the debate team took a break, and this is the lacrosse off-season.
You should be at the library. Your midterms are coming up. We don't want your grades to get low.
Oh, my God. What is the point?
¿Qué?
I said you're right, but I can study at home.
We talked about this, mija. Don't you remember? What did we decide?
No, I know, but just for today.
What did we decide?
That you didn't think it was a good idea to work at home. But Mom!
The studies all say you should be taking your books elsewhere. You will be smarter and more successful. Don't you want that still? We talked about
this. No, I do. I'm tired, Mommy.
What's going on? Something's bothered you for the last couple of weeks.
Maybe. Mama, what if there's just no point to all of this? You know, maybe we're just supposed to die and that's it. That's the end of the story.
Don't you want to be a lawyer still? Help those in need.
I don't know anymore.
Where is this coming from? From that Wes friend of yours?
We are not friends.
Because if I wanted you to be complacent, I wouldn't have moved here. You don't like being a teenager. I don't blame you. You may think it sucks and everything hurts and your body is changing.
Oh, Mommy!
But we have a plan. You won't stay here forever. That's not acceptable.
Please leave your message.
Hi, Wes. It's me, your friendly neighborhood Laura. Remember her? I hope so. I've left you so many voicemails, hoping you'd call back, waiting for you, like you'd do the right thing. But I miss you, and not because we're supposed to be soulmates across the cosmos or anything stupid like that. It's just, you just up and left. Are you just out of here for good? One upset and you're done? Leaving us to, what, fend for ourselves? Do you know how messed up that is? You just left, like none of this was your fault. Like you didn't leave a whole crap load of pain for the rest of us to deal with. You just left me. You were my only friend. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm done calling you. Stay away or come back, it doesn't matter. Because if you're not gonna save the world, then I am.
Food in this timeline? amazing. It's ready all the time, at any time. I understand it in principle, and it's probably absolutely horrible on your body, but this hamburger tastes like actual magic. Everything in this world, it's, well, it's character, I'll give you that much. I don't know what she's been doing here. I've been racking my brain, trying to figure it out. She's been here for such a long time, and yet nothing's been accomplished. Her whole reason for coming here, what she did before. Well, listen to me. The universes are on the brink of collapsing, and all I want to know is, where's Ashley?
Red Rhino is created and written by Megan Fitzmartin, directed and co-produced by Gloria Isley, associate producer Sarah Schmaus, and produced by Lenita Harless, with music and sound design by Eric Jorgensen. This episode featured, in order of appearance, Andrew Nowick as Angelo, Hershey Wingler as Evangeline, Nadia Vasquez as Laura Winters, and Elena Campbell Martinez as Josie Winters. Our season 2 theme features Lauren Miller on the viola and violin, and Alexis Leon on the bassoon. Theme recording engineer was Emmanuel Ramos, assisted by Samuel Morris and mastered by Daniel Eaton. Thanks to Mary Mansion for our logo. Also thanks to our amazing Patreons for supporting us. We'd like to give a special shout out to Kevin Bredauer. Please consider supporting us by going to patreon.com/Red Rhino Podcast. We will be back in 2 weeks with the next episode of Red Rhino.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.